let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
It's a book that exposes the lies promoted by the diet and supplements industries, called a must-read for anyone serious about losing weight and being healthy. Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise by Dr. Louis Moline. He's a medical doctor and expert in nutrition and exercise. Over 40 years of study, and what he discovered, well, it's upsetting the entire diet, supplement, and weight loss industries. Dr. Moline is author of Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Looking forward to this. I love the title of the book because that's basically it. Just stop this nonsense. Let's have some great information out there. That's what we're going to have during the course of the program. Let's start by talking about your background, because like so many of us, you look for answers too, didn't you, to try to figure out what works and what doesn't work and why what they say works doesn't necessarily work that well for us. Tell us about your background and how you got to writing the book.
Okay. Well, it started, like I say, over 40 years ago. It actually started out in the military. It's in the Air Force. And I was overweight, out of shape. Back then, I used to smoke and things like that. But I was in such bad shape that I really couldn't stand any longer. I had to do something. So I finally quit smoking. I wanted to exercise in some fashion. I finally settled in on weightlifting. So I gathered up all this information, and I started learning about it. And of course, I knew nothing about it. You look into weightlifting magazines, and especially bodybuilding, they're really big on nutrition. So I dig into nutrition. I get some books, articles. Back then, we didn't have the internet, so it was a little harder to get hold of information. But I got hold of everything I could get a hold of, reading it, and started applying it. And as I worked out and I started changing my diet, I could really see diet was having a big impact on what I was doing. So, but these guys are taking all these supplements, vitamins, protein powders, and things like that. So I buy into that as much as I can, and I'm digging into this, taking these supplements, and doing all this stuff. And after a few years of this, you go through spells, at least I went through spells, where I could afford to buy the supplements and I couldn't afford to buy the supplements. So I started noticing after a few years that there wasn't really any difference when I was taking those supplements when I wasn't.
Yes.
So I'm starting to think, what's this about? Why aren't I noticing these results I'm expecting? I said, well, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. I've got the wrong diet. I've got the wrong supplements. Maybe my exercise routine's wrong. I started digging into all these options, you know, what's going on. And then when I finally got the opportunity to go to med school, I'm thinking, okay, wow, I'm going to go to med school. They're going to teach me all this wonderful stuff. And
all the answers, yes.
Unfortunately, I get to med school and they don't teach us really anything about nutrition. There's just too much stuff to cover to really dig into nutrition. So that was a big letdown. And they know absolutely nothing about exercise and that sort of stuff. So I was left on my own. But I kept digging and kept looking into this. And what I really figured out was that the thing that was most important was eating good food. The supplements didn't make any difference because you really need a balance of things in your diet. And there's no way to supplement shop or buy these different things and balance that nutritional need. And so that got me thinking about writing a book. The first thing I was thinking about writing about was, I'm going to write a book that's going to dispel this stuff. I'm going to take these supplements and I'm going to show the research and stuff that shows that they're not real, that they're not really effective. And then I discovered that there was just too much stuff out there. It's just a huge volume of stuff that you know, to try to go at it that way. So what people really need is they need information that just shows them what the truth is. And so the book goes through various stages of education, teaching you what you really need to know about physiology and things like that. And then we'll get into dieting, you know, what is really dieting and how should we really eat and all these sorts of things. And that's what got me started, and that's where we're at.
Well, the book is so well done. It's a compilation of thousands of articles that Dr. Moline has read and researched in preparing for the book. The book is Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise. Dr. Louis Moline is our guest on the program. That's M-E-L-I-N-E. His website is Health Fiasco Revealed. You talk a lot about the obesity crisis. Exactly what is that? We all have sort of this perception of what it is. In reality, what is the obesity crisis?
Well, obesity is not a new issue. It's been around with us forever. But probably the last 50, 60 years, it's accelerated. And what it is you look at the number of people who are overweight. And why is this? Why does the problem keep getting worse? 50 years ago, the percentage of people who are considered obese was maybe 5%, 10, 15% of the population overweight. Today, that number is like 70% overweight, 40, 50% considered obese. And with all these supplements, the diet programs, exercise routines, and all this information out there, you would think that things would be getting better.
Yes.
People would be getting more healthy. People would be losing weight and all this stuff. But that's just the opposite. There's more obesity. There's more health problems. Most of these problems are not just due to the obesity. The health problems are really due to the nutritional deficiencies that these people experience. And you don't have to be obese to have these problems. The obese people usually have more of those problems for other reasons. But it's just becoming a worse and worse crisis because of all the health issues, the number of people who are overweight. And the medical community has really kind of ran off into left field with this. And now they're trying to say, well, gee, we can't figure this out. We don't know how to help people. This must be genetic. You can't help it. You can't help that you're fat because it's your genes. And whatever you do, you're going to be fat. So now we've got to come up with a way to make you skinny based on it's being your genes is the problem. But it's not your genes. Your genes certainly have an effect on the way your body functions, but it's not the problem with obesity.
Our guest on the program is Dr. Louis Moline. He's the author of the book, Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise. So what's wrong with all the diet programs out there? And it's interesting because you'll talk to people, they're on a diet program, you see them 3 or 4 months later, they're off the program, maybe on to another program. Nothing seems to last, and it doesn't seem like it's anything that's lifestyle-based. What are the major problems with a lot of the diet programs we see?
Okay. Well, the major problem with all the diet programs, first off, the people investigating these diet programs are looking for a quick fix.
Yes.
They say, wow, I need to lose 50 pounds. I want to do that by this summer. And so they start looking at these programs, and you read some of these advertisements. These people really promise outlandish things. You do this or you do that, and you're going to lose, a pound a day. No, you're not. they make all these outlandish claims, and people buy into it. Well, they start on the program, and first off, the program doesn't align itself with what they like to eat, what they want to eat. And so it immediately causes a huge amount of stress. And then they dig into the program, they start doing it, and then they're not seeing the results they're expecting. And then they're experiencing so much stress from stopping their previous diet. And it's just like somebody stopping smoking. If you stop smoking, you're smoking 2 packs a day and you say, okay, that's it, I'm done. Tremendous amount of stress. Virtually nobody can do that. So they have to come up with some other way to stop smoking that's going to allow them to be successful. These diet programs are just like that. They go out there and they start this program. It doesn't work. It doesn't jive with what they like to eat. They're not seeing results. And so, okay, well, I'll try another one. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They're just swimming in this sea of information that they're drowning in.
And but information that they can't adapt to their lifestyle, too. And I know that's something that you address. How important is it that we approach dieting with a lifestyle change? If it's got to be something that's going to last for us for a while. We can't just do it for 6 weeks, go back to our old bad diet before and expect to have any sustainable results.
No, a couple of things. Or one thing you have to realize is that all of these diet programs are just some way that somebody did, that's some technique that they used to lose their weight. He says, oh, wow, I discovered the secret. And so now they're promoting it as their diet program. And there's a few real popular programs, but when you look into diet programs, I've identified about at least 120 different diet programs that are out there. And it's just ridiculous, because all a diet program is their idea of what you should do to lose weight. The problem is their idea doesn't jive with what you do. What people have to realize is, if you want to lose weight, you got to get away from what you were doing in the past, because what you did or what you're doing made you fat. So once you abandon that, you can never go back to that. Now, it doesn't mean you can't ever eat any of your favorite foods or snacks or whatever, but you need to get away from that. You have to have the mindset, okay, I've got to change my lifestyle. It's like smoking. You can't say, well, okay, I'm going to smoke this brand of cigarettes because it has less tar and nicotine in it, and I'm only going to smoke 3 cigarettes a day, and then I'm going to be satisfied. That's not going to cut it. You have to get away from it entirely. So you have to look at dieting that way, too. Diet, you don't diet. People consider the term dieting, meaning I cut back on what I eat, or I change what I eat to lose weight, and then I go back to what I was doing. But diet is what you eat. So what you have to get the mindset in is, okay, I've got to completely change what I eat and the way I eat so that I can, one, most importantly, be healthy nutritionally, but two, I can get down to the weight that I want and maintain it. And this is a process. You know, how many years have you spent getting fat? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, well, you're not going to get skinny in 6 months. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. And especially, you're not going to maintain it if you take that approach.
Do you recommend that people use a scale? I talk to people that are trying to lose weight. They're on the scale every day, and if they don't see where they think they should be for that particular day, they're really frustrated, and maybe grab some donuts on the way home. Should you use a scale? I mean, what you just said is interesting, because this is a process, isn't it? This is not something that's going to change in a 2 or 3 day period.
No, this is something, it might take you years.
Yes.
If you look at it realistically, what if it takes you 5 years to change your diet and get down to the weight you want to be at? So what? Now, once you get there, you've arrived. You've changed your diet. You're eating healthy. You're more nutritionally healthy. You're at the weight you want. You're doing what you need to do. You don't have to change anything once you get there. You just keep doing it, because you've already done the changes. You've already arrived. And there's no supplements. There's no diet program. There's nothing out there but just good, healthy food that's going to get you there. And people have to learn how to do that.
With us on the program is Dr. Louis Moline. That's M-E-L-I-N-E. His book, Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise. You'll find all of that in the book. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Dr. Moline's website is healthfiascorevealed.com. You can get the book there as well. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Moline's website. What are some of the common diet misconceptions out there that you see and that you deal with in patients and you probably see every day?
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions is, of course, being able to lose weight quickly.
Yes.
That's just not going to happen. When you figure out the number of calories that your body needs, it's not that much compared to what most people eat. So there's just no way that you'd have to starve yourself, not eat anything, just drink water to lose the kind of weight that these diet programs and supplements offer you. It's just not reality. But what people should expect is that you need to get some, you don't need a lot of information. You just need a little bit of information on, and everything that the supplement providers are promoting, the diet program people, they're just promoting their program. They want you to spend a lot of money buying their products and engaging their products. And the big scheme of things, what I can tell is they could really care less about your health or, you know, and people aren't thinking about their health. They're only thinking about losing weight.
Yes.
But what they really need to think about is health. Nutritional health is the most important aspect of this. Even if you're a little overweight, if you're nutritionally healthy, you're going to be much better off than somebody who's skinny and eating poorly, nutritionally, in poor health.
The time is going by way too quickly here, and it's interesting because in the book, one of the areas you talk about is exercise, and that's something that, maybe we forget about because we really don't want to do that. But it's very simple. Get outside, enjoy the outdoors, get some exercise, you'll start feeling better. Talk about the importance of exercise and making that part of your lifestyle.
Okay. First off, exercise should not be part of a weight loss program. It's a dead-end street. You can't exercise hard enough to burn off enough calories, especially at first. You can't exercise hard enough to burn off enough calories to make a significant difference in your weight loss. So forget that for weight loss. It's all going to be diet, nutrition, calories in, calories out. No matter what people say, it is calories in, calories out. And then what you really exercise for is what I call physiologic health. I've never really heard anybody else call it physiologic health, but our bodies are designed to work. And when we exercise, we make everything function the way it was designed to function. And so exercise really provides you that physiological health. It gives you the boost into your maximum health that you can achieve. But nutrition's first. If you try to achieve physiologic health without nutrition, you're really shooting yourself in the foot because now you're demanding more of your body, but you're not providing it the nutrients it needs to function. So you're actually in a worse state by exercising without being nutritionally fit. Focus on nutrition first. Get the proper number of calories in. You'll lose weight. One thing that you mentioned earlier is the scale. Yeah, forget the scale. Throw your scale out or don't weigh yourself more than once a week because your weight can go up 3 or 4 pounds a day. So how are you going to tell if you're losing weight or gaining weight based on natural, normal weight fluctuations with the amount of water you're drinking and the stuff that you ate that day and so forth? About once a week, and even that is pretty hard to tell. You need to kind of look at your weight over a 4 or 5 week period and see if it's trending down or staying the same or trending up. You kind of have to look at that long-term average. So don't stress yourself out over that, or counting calories is another really bad thing to do. You know how much you eat. And when you look at the number of calories that you normally eat, it scares you. And then when you try to bring that calorie count down to where people say you should be, it even brings more stress into it. So you just need to learn the amount of, the proper amount of food to eat and then change the type of food you eat. And all of this is in my book. It's explained in detail. Like I said, these programs go by really, really quickly. And there's just not enough time to give you enough information to really get you started. But
and that's why you've written the book and why we highly recommend it, because all of the information is there. And I love the title of the book, Stop the BS. That's what we're subjected to on a daily basis. I just want the truth about dieting, supplements, weight loss, and exercise. It's a book that literally was 40 years in the making. And I'm looking at you. The YouTube version of the program is on our website. It's, of course, on our YouTube channel. You're physically active. It's really made a difference in your life. You've actually followed what you talk about in the book, and it looks like you're in tremendous shape.
I'm in pretty good shape. I injured my knee a few years ago, and it kind of keeps me from working out as hard as I would like to. But, I still go to the gym all the time and still maintain the kind of diet that I emphasize in the book.
And that's such a key, isn't it, to be consistent, and the lifestyle part that you talk about so much in the book, Stop the BS. I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out to the public and spreading the message. What has that experience been like working with them on this project?
They're very helpful. They're there whenever you want to get a hold of them, anything that you need or want or to do, they're right there for you. It's been a very good experience.
Well, I know they're excited about the book and getting your message out to people. Our guest on the program, Dr. Louis Moline, that's M-E-L-I-N-E. The book is Stop the BS, I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise. His website, I love the name of the website as well, healthfiascorevealed.com. Great information there, information on the book. The book, of course, is available at the usual places. And you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to Dr. Moline's website. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. We'd love to do it again. We just touched the surface. We got the concept out there. Encourage people to buy the book, Stop the BS. I Just Want the Truth About Dieting, Supplements, Weight Loss, and Exercise. The truth is all there. It's a life-changing book. Dr. Louis Moline, our guest on the program. Doctor, thank you for being with us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Dr. Lewis Moleen, that website, by the way, healthfiascorevealed.com. Stop the BS. I just want the truth. You can link on to it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.